It was the first day in the first country in the world to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. But as El Salvador rolled the cryptocurrency out, things didn't go quite as planned. Technical glitches hit as people tried to download digital wallets together with the $30 worth of Bitcoins the government had promised would be in them. President Nayib Bukele himself went on Twitter to give customer service. This is very much his brainchild. Hugo and his cousin Glenda were among the few we saw successfully get their funds. What were they going to do now, I asked him. Right now we're going to spend them. We're going to get something to eat, he said. Businesses and people in the small Central American country won't now be forced to use Bitcoin. The current currency, the US dollar, will still be around. But there is excitement, especially in the cryptocurrency world, about what this may mean.
This is what President Bukele wants the eyes of the world to be on, El Salvador's technological jump forward. He's even called it Chivo, which is slang here for cool. But some people are asking, why are we sinking a lot of money into this? One of the poorest countries in the America, and we've got so many more fundamental problems to address.
Some of those people gathered for an anti-Bitcoin march winding its way through the city center.
They're going to spend $200 million on this? All right, so have you sorted out the rest of our problems? Have you sorted out education or healthcare? Well, there's a lot more problems to solve after that, before you come and impose a law that Salvadorans don't agree with.
Three recent polls show the majority of people didn't want Bitcoin. And there are real worries given its volatility. Wild fluctuations can put daily transactions and people's saving at risk in a country where many already live on a knife edge. The plan also relies on the government covering the cost of converting Bitcoin into dollars. At the end, the taxpayer picks up that bill.
In the long term, is this actually a benefit for El Salvador?
It could be. It could be very beneficial. It could connect El Salvador better to the rest of the world. It could cut down remittance fees, at least for regular people. It could help them save money. So far, a lot of Salvadorans didn't even have a bank account, didn't have a credit card. Now, for the first time, they can make electronic payments, keep some Bitcoin in saving, perhaps.
Or go get food, like Glenda and Hugo, on their hunt to use their Bitcoins. Except the four restaurants they tried wouldn't take them.
And how are you feeling right now about that?
Yes, we came to pay with Bitcoins. We're disappointed, she says. Her first experience with cryptocurrency hasn't been great. Hopefully El Salvador's will improve with time. John Holman, San Salvador.